Blog Talk Radio.
I said, G is chillin', debris is chillin'. What more can I say?
G3, back.
Oh, yeah.
Here it is.
I said, G is chillin', debris is chillin'. What more can I say?
Oh, yeah.
Boy.
Don't you worry now. Don't you worry.
Pardon my intro, but I've been dope. Your friends know. Neck worth a benzo. No roof, the windows tinted out. Sun kissed, so photogenic. Might be in love with your skin tone. They say pretty girls make crazy lovers. Well, second that, but I've been wrong. Look, tell me what you wanna, got it. Around the world, I'm still the much like that porta potty. Know you like ice in your latte designer. Handbag Versace, you don't let money impress you. Boo, won't say no when we shopping. I got it. Is that a smart girl? Don't you hide it? Don't deny, just let your heart play lover's guidance. Wanna ask you out, but honestly, I hate that aqua silence, so just smile if it's a yes. If it's a no, rip off your eyelids, baby. I get the feeling we be good together. Hell, at this rate, it's possible we could be good forever. So here's my car, baby, take it. Just call me up when you ready. I can be the reason you smile if you let me. Till then, you know that G is chillin', debris is chillin'. What more can I say? And baby girl, I got my eyes on you. So if it's trouble, I'll be on my way. Yeah.
Don't you worry now, don't you worry.
She said, damn boy, I get it, you got it good. Since we're understood, would you
stop scheming and looking hard? Stop scheming and looking hard. Stop scheming and looking hard. Stop scheming, stop scheming.
I said, G is chilling, debris is chilling. She just hop out of panties. I mean, pardon my Grammy. No, not my grandma. I spit that G shit that you should get awards for. Hotel room look like a world tour. We went and just look at that scoreboard. Look, all of my niggas invited. No pussies, just pussy invited. How about that coupe? She like it. If niggas don't like it, bang, bang, put his ass on the diet. I ride shotgun, make your bitch drive it. I'm in these hotel like a psychic, but you ain't got no bread. Just be quiet.
Be quiet, look.
These niggas be loud, but they pocket be silent. Look, I'm more than just that nigga. When haters see me, they like, fuck that nigga. But in and out of town, girls love that nigga. I'm taking, but they be still try, fuck that nigga. I'm like, mace right around 9-8. I made a name with the hitman, boy. I sent my little shooter to your spot. You would think it's Steph Curry with the wrist flip, boy. I can't be no one but me. Young Detroit player forever. When I hop on that plane, I say, pilot, I'm good everywhere. Just land this bitch wherever. She never thought she would do this, but girl, haven't you heard? You should never say never. Just sit there around, that's in my coupe. Tuesdays without you, I feel better than ever. Look, all of my girls be like, life without Andy. Yeah. Been that nigga so long, she just hop out of panties. I mean, pardon my Grammy. No, not my grandma. I spit that G shit that you should get awards for. Hotel room look like a world tour. We went and just look at the scoreboard. Look, all of my girls be like, life without Andy. Yeah. Been that nigga so long, she just hop out of panties. I mean, pardon my Grammy. No, not my grandma. I spit that G shit that you should get awards for. Hotel room look like a world tour. We went and just look at the scoreboard. Look, man, I be ballin' for real. Nike give me a shoe deal. Hey, young dope nigga, I ball like the Pistons Grand Hill. My number 33 mil. I'm first like factory seal. Where I'm from, you have to be real. It's either you kill or be killed. I don't condone violence, but if you involved with the man, you should die if you squirrel up. It's all about the paid out. She don't know no better, she just looking for a way out. Man, I bet the pussy like order me some takeout. Nigga can't get in the club, be watching like a stakeout. Man, these boys tripping on bitches like postcards. Riding my way like them coast guards. And I just spit G like my alphabet soup is too hot. Now my tongue got them burn scars. Look, all of my girls be like, life without Andy. Yeah. Been that nigga so long, she just hop out of panties. I mean, pardon my Grammy. No, not my grandma. I spit that G shit that you should get awards for. Hotel room look like a world tour. We went and just look at the scoreboard. Look, all of my girls be like, life without Andy. Yeah. Been that nigga so long, she just hop out of panties. I mean, pardon my Grammy. No, not my grandma. I spit that G shit that you should get awards for. Hotel room look like a world tour. We went and just look at that scoreboard. Look. We went and just look at that scoreboard. Yeah. We went and just look at that scoreboard. Look. All of my girls be like, life without Andy. Well, G shit. All of my girls be like, life without Andy. Check us out, nigga. True rug gold shit. Might catch me downtown with Raja on the leash or something. Fuck it, no leash. Dropped, I think of ballin'. Fuck selfies, I'm getting wealthy. I swear I'm eating too good. I know all these states can't be healthy. I'm trying to get back to doing me. Grammys, I re eulogies. Cause ball for ball, I'm killing every one of these new nominees. Oh, who is he? Trap Latin in it, bitch. If she rub it long enough, that girl get more than just a win. They say, boy, you trapping hard as you a genie with the rent. Sex and money, baby, blow me. I need all your common sense. Tell the truth. These niggas ain't dope like that. Me, no zero. With a flow like this, with a man. Never seen a nigga cold like this. Even when they make it rain, got a snow like wrist. And a nigga want beef, I grill him the George Foreman. T-Wu, 10 killer beats, start swimming. No handguns, talk about something enormous. Your whole fam, 7 a.m., nigga, they morning. Hey, work. Work. I get that. Trap Latin in it, bitch. If she rub it long enough, that girl get more than just a whiff. They say, boy, you trapping hard as you a genie with the ring. Texting money, baby, blow me. I need all your common sense. Woo. Work. Watch that boy work. I play dumb when I got that long thing, so don't fuck around and get learned. I caught T-Dash when I touched down, so I can find a place to get turned.
But I'm too OZ, Zen already, so I'm finding a place to get burnt. And that's the truth, I've been on already, I've been going already. Waste time to say hi, hey, hon, I ain't Drake, so she gonna let me. Waste time, Pat, Ron, Hennessy, and all types of drugs, Lord help me. I'm the young god, pockets loaded, no gun charge. Rob Ron, easy, trap, Latin. I got me a XSJ in Trap Atlanta. When I'm moving with it, something called in Black Atlanta. Eating pussy while I talk, I know it's bad manners. And my mama taught me better, but I just feel like I cannot fuck with these niggas. I'm way too up on these niggas. Wrist doing circular motion, I'm tough on these niggas. Like, really, what's up with these niggas? Last night, a nigga got some fucking niggas. The shit I don't fucking remember. Rapping and trapping and acting, I'm running these niggas. I'm fucking with her and I'm sick. Work. Hey, work. Work. I get that. Woo. Trap Latin in it, bitch. If she rub it long enough, that girl get more than just a whiff. They say, boy, you trapping hard as you a genie with the ring. Texting money, baby, blow me. I need all your common sense. Whoop. They hate it, but I'm never faded. Every day I'm working on that $1 million bank statement. No, it's overrated, but I love it. That's overweight. I'm way too up to hate. Me and Richie in them foreigns racing young Trap Latin, baby. Woo! Trap Latin in it, bitch. If she rub it long enough, that girl get more than just a whip. They say, boy, you trapping hard as you a genie with the ring. Texting money, baby, blow me. I need all your common sense. Woo! Trap Latin in it, bitch. If she rub it long enough, that girl get more than just a whiff. They say, boy, you trapping hard as you a genie with the ring. Texting money, baby, blow me. I need all your common sense. Woo. Trap Latin.
she rub it on her nut. That girl get more than just a whip. They say, boy, you trapping hard as you a genie with the wrist. Less than money, baby, blow me. I need all your common sense. Whoop.
Already, welcome to Global 14. The Cut goes down every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. Host Onyx on the line with you. Also got the homie and the host back, Golden Fleece. What's up?
Yes, yes. Back in the building, man. It feels good, you know, off the little vacation. Mine was a little bit more extended. I think a week more extended. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I wasn't on last week. But I'm back in the building. You know, a lot of things taking care. It's the summer, man. It's a lot of stuff going on. But glad to be back. Glad to be on with my homie. You know what I'm saying? And ready to have some more interviews and dope shit going on for the rest of the year.
Yeah. Yo, it's crazy. Like, the birthday happened, the 4th happened, it's the middle of the year. It's like, yo, like, we almost there. It's almost time for, like, the Revo conference again in Miami in October. I'm excited. I'm ready for that. But it's just, it's crazy. We already halfway through the year, but we're going to definitely make some things happen. Again, if this is your first time tuning in tonight, this is Jermaine Dupri's Global 14, The Cut. The Cut via Jermaine Dupri's Global14.com. So make sure you do head over to the website, check out the blog, check out everything that's going on, because it's a great network, a great way to meet people and exchange resources and whatnot. So resources, as
yes,
if you're an artist or if you're a business owner, there's just lots of groups and things that you can get involved in. Plus, we like to share articles, and it's a blog site. So we enjoy being on there. So, yes, also, those of you that want to, you know, you've been sending your music in. Last week, we had the Indie Unsigned Artist Review. We had DJ What It Do. So shout out to What It Do for coming through and reviewing the records with me. And, yes, we had that last week. And all of the artists that want to be considered, they've been sending their music, Golden, and like, how can I get my music played and all of that. So if you'll let them know how they can do that, that would be awesome.
I've been getting it like crazy too, even when I was out of town, and everybody's talking to me about, yo, can we get my record played on Global 14 The Cut? And this is exactly how you do it. It's really easy. Just hit up me at Onyx. You know what I'm saying? Hit us up on our inboxes, our private messages. We like to do it that way so we don't get spammed on our timelines or anything like that. But also tell us about yourself in regards to your music. We want to know if you're dropping an album, if you're dropping an EP, is this your single, where you're from, so we can introduce it correctly. We always have guests on that also help us review. Like Onyx said, DJ What It Do was on last week. So people want to know your story, where you're from. Hey, they like the record, they may drop it on a show that they have or up in the club. You never know. But you're going to get constructive criticism, good or bad, but it's always going to be in good taste. Nobody ever gets put down, but it's all in good fun and also trying to help people, man. We know that people don't have certain avenues that we might have, so we bring people on the show so you could talk to. So even if it's not an independent artist night, we might have somebody on that you just want to talk to and get some knowledge from. Give us a call, shout us out, and we'll make sure you get on the line and you'll be able to talk to that person.
That's what's up. No doubt, no doubt. Straight up. And so then with that being said, speaking of indie artists and all of that, we do actually have a special guest on with us tonight. He is an independent recording artist from Detroit. And he we played his records coming in. We played about 3 of the records. He dropped his album today, in which I did listen to in full. And y'all know it's been a long time since I've been able to do that. And I actually was able to play the records from start to finish. So it's about 14 records on the, or 14 songs, I'm sorry, on the album. And I enjoyed it. So we're having him on.
Yeah, you got some nice joints. You got some nice joints on there.
Yes, most definitely. And it's nice. You know, Detroit has always brought us some great, I've always enjoyed what I've heard out of Detroit anyway, the scene. So this is just no other exception. I mean, he's definitely talented. And I said on my Twitter earlier, I already said it, and just talking to you, like, it's like Big Sean and Bow Wow and Drake all in one. It's really cool.
Yeah, I got a lot of Big Sean. I definitely heard some Big Sean in there. Definitely
yeah.
heard some Drake in there. But you know what's funny is it's like some of these records, you know, I don't think guys set out and plan to sound like anybody,
no,
but
they
it's
don't.
So much of an influence out there when
mm-hmm.
you know the music is playing. You know, you got guys like Drake, Big Sean, you know, topping the charts. Sometimes you know you can't quite help but to kind of, you know, make records that might sound similar, but you know, definitely it's better than saying somebody sound like somebody that's garbage. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
no,
dude,
it's
is
a compliment.
Sounding like, yeah, he's sounding like the winners. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's
what I'm saying. But people that
but he has his own
their
flair
thing.
Too. I
definitely
heard
does.
His flair in there as well. So, definitely good to speak to him. Especially, you know, Detroit. Let me see, man. You got some legends that come out of Detroit.
Yeah.
We even,
yeah,
you're not even gonna go back down to Motown. We talking
yeah.
just
that's
rap,
a long list
you know?
Right there.
Yeah, we talking Eminem. You talking,
yeah.
you know,
Trick,
Big Sean,
yeah.
Royce the 5'9". You know
exactly.
what I'm saying? You got some major artists that come out of there. So we
and then lately, isn't Dej Loaf? She's from Detroit,
Dej
I believe.
Loaf is from
yeah.
yeah,
so it's just, you know, again, that scene is always been a win, especially when it comes to the forefront. So shout out to the city of Detroit. We're going to have you on the line. And then also anybody that's listening tonight to G3's interview, you can call in as well and support and speak on the album, ask him questions, whatever you'd like to speak to him about at 760-913-4119. We're going to definitely have him on the line in a moment here. So let's play. He actually has a single. And that's, oh, let me say this before I do that. You know I don't even, like, really keep up with, like, the reality TV shows like that, right? But if
right.
Jermaine is on, I'm going to try to catch him.
I do that for us. I make sure I catch
yeah, you
all
do
of
that,
that ratchetness for us, you know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, you
I
do that,
that all
and
day.
I love you for that because I can't sit through it like that because it's just too much. I want to, I just don't do the, it's too much drama and I don't have time for it. But I did watch Love & Hip Hop this past Monday, and I guess it had came on Sunday. I don't even know when it comes on, but Jermaine Dupri was on there. So I say all that to say
yeah.
shout out to JD. He was on Love & Hip Hop. He made like a minute
yeah.
and 32-minute cameo real quick listening to
JD.
There's
oh,
a girl.
Girl. She had a stripper
yeah.
fight. Stripper fight music.
Yeah, and that was on it. And so and Mimi brought her in. And shout out to Mimi. She was on the show at one point as well. So, again, I just wanted to mention, if you missed Love & Hip Hop, which you probably didn't, because I'm just the only one who doesn't catch it every week. But if you did miss it, make sure you go back and check out Jermaine
OG Dupri. Had the Golden the Global 14 shirt on, too.
He had the Global 14 tee on, exactly. So, you know, I had to tune in, and I like seeing that T-shirt. I like seeing the logo since we're a part of that brand and have that. I like seeing that, so... Yeah, so I just wanted to mention that real quick, but definitely back to, again, indie artists and being on their grind and independent recording artists tonight. G3 is joining us, so we're going to go ahead and play his single. And hold on, I got it. I got all his music in here because I was excited about it, so I have it. let's see. Yeah, so this is G3. We're going to drop a single, That's Cool, and then we're going to be back with him live joining us on Global 14 The Cut.
Yes, sir.
G3, she's back. Here we go. That's cool.
That's I cool. said, come on. Get money all over again, get money all over again. Look, I'm still the same nigga, your multiple chain nigga. Pull up in something that make you leave that lame nigga. She get it, your main scissors, hating cause he ain't hit it. He saying I ain't the flies, but shout it, she beg to differ. I'm the youngest of the realest. It's true, I know you feel it. She tell me she love the beat, so I'm in the ear with them lyrics. Now she catching feelings. Is it me or is it one day waking up to millions? I don't know, but baby, tell me, can we ride out? Ride out to my hideout. Tell me what you hope to get from me, but leave them lies out. No, I ain't in love, but I would love to spread them thighs now. Get you in a whip and we can do it with the top down. So impatient. Pull up like, nigga, we made it. Girl, put this song on your playlist. Why While you sing along, I'ma go down and taste it.
Some say the X makes the sex spectacular. Maybe lick you from your neck to your back, then you're shivering. Some deliverance chills up that spine, that ass nice. Get the wine in the candlelight, no crystal tonight. It's alright with you, we fucking.
That's cool.
When you throw it upon me, no love making, strictly back breaking. Go so deep she wanna scream but can't say shit. Guarantee she tell her friends how that thing hit. I'm on that Bruce Wayne shit, black on black. That's a genie, not a genie, girl, don't rub on that. You should stay tonight, I put the stang on you. Then tomorrow I'll make you go and tell my name on you. Girl, I know we just met, but you just got something I can't shake. Smile to me and I smile back, let's call that our first date. The DJ said, let's call, my car came, we drove off. Now we at the crib and I'm just trying to get them clothes off. So I'm patient, remove bra like, nigga, we made it. Girl, put this song on your playlist while you sing along. I'ma go down and taste it.
Some say the X makes the sex spectacular. Maybe lick you from your neck to your back, then you're shivering. Some deliverance chills up that spine, that ass nice. Get the wine in the candlelight, no crystal tonight. It's alright with you, we fucking.
That's cool.
Get you in a whip and we can do it with
that's
the top
cool.
down. So I'm patient. Pull up like, nigga, we made it. Girl, put this song on your playlist while you sing along. I'ma go down and taste it. So I'm patient. Remove bra like, nigga, we made it. Girl, put this song on your playlist while you sing along. I'ma go down and taste it.
Some say the X makes the sex spectacular. Maybe lick you from your neck to your back, then you're shivering. Some deliverance chills up that spine, that ass nice. Get the wine in the candlelight, no crystal tonight. It's alright with you, we fucking.
That's cool.
Make the sex spectacular. Maybe lick you from your neck to your back, then you're shivering. Some deliverance chills up that spine, that ass. Get the wine in the candlelight, no crystal tonight. It's alright with you, we fucking.
That's cool.
Alrighty, welcome back to Global 14 The Cut. And as we mentioned before, we do have special independent recording artist G3 on the line with us. What's good?
What's going on?
Alrighty, we good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm chilling. Trying to calm down some of the hype of the day.
Yeah,
I hear you on
like
that, my brother. That when the day winds down, you got to try to calm that shit down because it'd be hype during the day. I could definitely feel you on that, man. It's good to have you on the line, though, man. One of the Detroit MCs, man, and got a very nice spit game on him, man. We definitely looking forward to the interview, brother.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it, man.
No doubt. No doubt. So let's get straight to it then. G3, definitely read your bio and kind of how that came about. But let's go ahead and introduce you to these listeners, our audience, as well as just give your fans a little bit of background on who exactly G3 is and just the whole upbringing. So tell us a little bit about growing up in Detroit. Right now, are you born and raised in Detroit?
Yeah, born and raised in Detroit. I mean, I moved around a little bit, but I started rapping when I was like 9 years old. It wasn't really anything serious. It's something we used to do for fun. And didn't really start to get serious until I turned about, 14, 15 years old when I started recording with Sean Menifee. And if you're not familiar with who Sean Menifee is, he's kind of the guy who gave the platform to me, myself, Big Sean, Pat Piff, and a few other people like that.
Okay, now that so, with that being said, how did you actually run into him and meet him? So you started writing. Like, who told you? Okay, yeah, you actually sound good. There's a lot of people that try to go out and pursue rap and take it seriously at some point. But when did you know? Like, okay, I actually have some real talent here.
You know what? It's funny. The way I got my start, like seriously, is in the fifth grade. We used to always, freestyle at lunch and stuff like that, and I never really took it serious until the fifth grade talent show came up. And this was at this time I was living in Texas with my dad, and at that time my favorite album was Bow Wow Doggy Bag. And my favorite joint on the album was All I Know. And so when that came out, I performed All I Know at the talent show. And when I got off the stage, it was literally, you know, kids and their parents coming up to me like, yo, like I just want to touch your hand. Like, this is, like, you're dope. Like, like are you a star? Like, and people kind of reacted to me as if I was Bow Wow. Because, you know, at the school I went to, they wasn't really listening to that type of music. So it kind of put me in that position where I was like, you know what, I might be able to do this. This might be able to be something I could do for a living.
Right,
and then from
right.
From there, it just kind of took off.
That's nice. Well, definitely, I mentioned earlier, and I know you saw the tweet as well, where I was like, I definitely can hear, and again, not that you sound like him, but I just, the flow and the cadence and everything is just, it's reminiscent of certain, these rappers, you know, that you mentioned. So that's dope to hear you say that. So Del, you don't just rap though, you actually sing and you're a producer and you write as well. So that's a plus. Tell us about how you kind of, you know, when did you say, okay, I can hold a note as well?
You know what? Actually, you know, I don't feel like I can do it as well as I want to, but it really just came from, you know, I wrote a few records for a few people who sing, and I had to demo the records myself. So sometimes when I'm writing records, if I'm demoing the record, if I want to use it for myself and I can't find the right person to get on it, I do my best to, you know, make it sound as good as I can and put it out for me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just really where that came from. I started writing records just following after JD and Jante.
Okay.
Just
kind of
wanted to put my name in that same conversation one day.
All right. Well, you certainly looks like you're climbing the right ladder there to make that happen. So, and then the production, did you just get you a kid at the crib or anybody that you modeled yourself after when you thought about production?
Well, I mean, honestly, when it comes to production, I really just aim to make something that just feels good, whatever I'm feeling at that moment. I kind of wanted to represent that, but I mean, you can definitely hear influence from JD, from Teddy Riley, you know, people like that. Like, those are the producers that I grew up listening to and that I still listen to on a daily basis. So that's kind of really who I model my style after.
Oh, most definitely. And so now then, with you being in Detroit, we do know, and we, you know, talked about it earlier, several artists that have come from that area. How's that seem like? Now, you said you mentioned someone who also was able to open the door for Big Sean and other names. Tell us a little bit about how that relationship came about and what it's done for you so far.
I mean, Sean Menifee is a real good guy. He had a facility, he had a studio in his basement, and you know, at the time, everybody over there used to just play basketball in his backyard. And I became friends with two of his younger cousins, and we started all recording together. We formed a little group, and at the time, Sean was still recording there, so I still got kind of a decent relationship with Big Sean through Sean Menifee. You know, we just all started recording there, and Sean kind of taught me, you know, the intro to recording, how to, you know, get everything going, get everything started. And from there, I kind of just built on it and kept pushing.
That's dope. That's dope. That's awesome to have a mentorship, like someone like Big Sean, who's actually progressed. And I enjoy a lot of what he does. So that's awesome. So how would you describe your actual style of music? I mean, the album is awesome, but how would you say, what describes you as the artist?
I try not to categorize myself too much. I really just call it feel good music. I try to make music to where, no matter what nationality, no matter what, you know, what kind of area you from, if you hear the music, it just feels good, and you wanna, you know, you can either relate to it or you can dance to it, or you know, it's just something good for you to ride to. I really, you know, was a huge fan of the whole Social Def thing, and like, I'm not just saying that because we on here. Like, everything that I've done was, you know, like, oh, you know, JD this, you know, did it this way. Let me try to, you know, enhance on that idea. Or, you know, he when he made this record, it felt good, but it didn't, you know, it was bars on there, but it wasn't hardcore. It wasn't too aggressive. So I just kind of wanted to mirror that where I could fit everywhere, but still kind of have a definition of myself.
No doubt. Okay. Well, definitely. We want to get a chance to play. We're going to play maybe two or three more of your records, and definitely Going Out we will as well. And Golden will be on too. But I want to ask you, what is one of the things that you did to kind of build? Because I looked and I saw your following. You actually have a nice loyal fan base and supporters. How did you go about building this fan base within your area and even beyond?
You know, that's kind of a difficult one. I mean, when people started to kind of get attracted to the music that I was doing, I just really just kept it real with them. I kind of stayed close to everybody. I treat everybody like they either friends or family. So the people who listen to my music, you know, they can talk to me directly at any time. They can tweet me. They can email me. They can, I mean, some of them can even text me. I don't like to feel, you know, too off limits from the people who support me, because, I mean, you know, those are people who are keeping me driven, keeping me able to do what I do. And, you know, it's a blessing to have that type of, you know, true support from the certain people that do support me like that.
Most definitely. Well, let me bring Golden back on the line as well, so he can speak with you about this latest album you just dropped, Belle Isle.
Yes, indeed, man. Yeah, I'll tell you right now, loving the Biggie Smalls sample in that. It's cool joint, man. That joint fit in real nice. As a
thank you.
That does production himself, I got a production company, man. Did you produce that joint?
No, actually, I got that record from one of my guys, Robin Westby. He's out in the Netherlands. He did the record for me. I did the Biggie sample, though.
Nice.
He produced everything and laid it for me. And then originally going into that record, I wanted my boy Debris to do the hook for me, the guy who's singing on the Baywatch record. I wanted him to do the hook for me. And at that time, I had already recorded a couple songs that had, you know, had him on the hook, and it had some R&B hooks to him. So I was trying to think of ways that I could kind of make it still feel good, but kind of give it more of a harder tone to it. And then, you know, just naturally, the Biggie record came up.
Man, you fit that in real nice on that joint, man. I always listen for stuff like that, because when you're in a producer's mind frame and, you know, you hear things and you're like, oh, man, that's a smooth transition right there. Fit right into the hook with the It's Cool part. I really like that joint, man. It's a few records on here, man. A lot of music that you got that I found myself like, oh, yo, this cat is dope, man. Nice style, you know, smooth delivery. I see you switch up on your schemes and different things like that. I always like that, because that means somebody is a student of the game. So let's go back a little bit. Who are your influence? Maybe some old school cats, maybe some newer school cats. Who'd you grow up listening to and said, man, I really like this dude? Made you kind of, I know you said Bow Wow. Are there any other influence that you had, rap, R&B, or any production-wise?
Real big influences for me was Mace. The Harlem World album was and probably is still one of my favorite albums, probably in my top five. I listen to Harlem World on this date, still to this day. I was probably listening to it this morning.
Nice.
I mean, you know, Hometown Heroes, Royce the 5'9", Eminem, like, even though I still try to keep everything feel good, like, you know, having people like that in the city, you can't come whack with no bars. So they was definitely, Royce especially was definitely an influence, you know, especially working on this project. Like, I did the Raw record, you know, kind of influenced by Royce, and of course my influence, the Wu-Tang, huge Wu-Tang fan since as long as I can remember.
Brother.
I'm diehard Wu-Tang. Production wise, Teddy Riley, JD, Ryan Leslie, Pharrell was a really big favorite of mine. Timbaland, Swizz Beatz. I mean, I know these are all the heavy hitters, but I mean, how can you not like these guys? They kind of did everything that I grew up listening to. So that's kind of, you know, you know, Snags. Who else? I mean, it's a lot of guys out there that just, as far as production wise, influenced me to do a lot of stuff.
That's a dope list, man. I'm sitting here. I was gonna ask you, do you listen to Black Milk? I know Milk is out of your area too. That's one of a dude that I really like on the production tip, man.
Yeah. And you know what? Also, let me say this too. Like, I had a lot of influence from Dilla too. It's just
nice.
You know, that's one of the ones that goes without saying for us here in Detroit. You know,
right.
Dilla is a legend for us. You know.
Most definitely. I was gonna say, and last but not least, you know, Dilla, you know, I think he influenced damn near everybody that pick up a machine or software,
yeah,
whatever you use. But it's real dope, man, because you could actually tell in your music that you took time and you're really a fan of music. You take time, you know, with the cleverness of your bars and things like that. And just like you said, man, and I agree totally, when you're from the D, man, and you spitting, you know, it's, you really can't come without those bars, because those dudes got some. I mean, even if it's not battle rappers, doesn't matter. They still putting something in there to make you go, damn, oh, you know what I'm saying? So they really take pride in that. I remember talking to Marv one time, man. That cat's a battle rapper, but some of that cat's bars are ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Detroit and putting effort into these bars, because I know people say rap is watered down nowadays. I want to get your opinion on it. What do you think when you hear the new records that's on the radio? You know, a lot of people say, hey, man, I don't like the way hip-hop is going. I actually think hip-hop is in a nice spot right now. It just needs more of a balance on the mainstream side, you know. But what do you think about the industry right now? I mean, you going headfirst into this, man. What do you think about the career that you've chosen?
Honestly, man, I kind of feel the exact same way. I feel like if it was just a little bit more balanced, then people wouldn't think that there's, you know, think that it's watered down. I mean, I get
right.
it. We love the party music, and, you know, that's kind of a, you know, I feel like it's a necessary transition from where it came from. You know what I mean? Like, it was, for a minute, gangster rap was all that you heard. You know what I'm saying? Hardcore
right.
hip-hop was all that you heard. And for a minute, I mean, did you hear anything other than, you know, the 50 Cent, the, you know, people like that,
yep.
the Games? At one point, it was just them. So right now, it's, you know, it's the party guys. It's the, you know, the DJ Mustard Records, the YGs. And
mm-hmm.
I don't have a problem. Honestly, don't have a problem with it. You know, I feel like they're still the Big Sean's. They're still the Kendricks. They're still, you know, a lot of people out there that's putting out some dope bars, you know, and some dope music that's not necessarily the same thing that's on mainstream, and still getting a, you know, significant amount of attention. So
right.
For me, it's not a bad thing. The only thing that I wish that, you know, we would get more is the feel good music. Not necessarily something that's party music, but just something that you can ride to, something that just feels good no matter where you at. Like, I don't wanna have to be at a club to like
right.
this record. I don't want to have to, you know, be conscious to like this song. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like that's the, you know, that's the fourth corner that we just missing. We got, you know, it's a square without a fourth corner right now. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to bring back some feel good music.
Nice, man. Well, we gonna let you interject that. That's G3's lane right there. You know, I love that, man, because like I said, you could tell you're a student of the game, man. I agree with you totally on everything you said, man. Just some music to just ride to and vibe to. You know, I think a lot of guys in the game are fixated on sending some type of message, whether it's I'm hard as fuck or I do a bunch of drugs or, you know, I party so hard. But, you know, sometimes it's just that music that's just good that you could just ride to. You know, it could be about any subject.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, and I kind of felt that through the songs that we listened to earlier from you. But let's keep talking about the industry, man. There's a lot of things going on as far as responsibilities concerned, man. You got young black kids killing each other, young black kids getting shot by police. You know, just a plethora of life-changing events for a young black man out there right now. And some people are saying, you know what, as a matter of fact, Minister Farrakhan is trying to call on a bunch of artists to take responsibility in some of their music now. How do you feel about that? And are you a guy that said, you know what, I'm definitely going to be talking about these subjects because they affect my community, I feel like they affect me? Or are you a guy that said, you know what, you know, I could take care of that some other way, but I'm going to leave my music feel good music?
You know what? I think it's kind of a fine line with that, because I think once you start to, you know, if that's not your lane, if that's not what you do, then mm-hmm. I feel like you kind of, you're tainting your own music and you're tainting who you are by, you know, forcing yourself to, you know, touch on these topics musically.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can, I mean, if you feel the need to speak on these things and you use, you know, and you use your music platform to, you know, do an interview or, you know, say something on social media, and or, you know, even
right.
even if you at a press conference and you say something, if you call on somebody like that to speak at an event, you know, that's different as opposed to, you know, and I'm just using this as an example. Meek Mill is Meek Mill. You know, I want to hear Monster from Meek Mill. I don't necessarily want to hear Meek Mill, you know, talking about certain things, because
right.
that's just how I hear Meek Mill. You know what I'm saying? And he has a choice to, you know, say whatever he wants to say. But I just feel like, as you know, for my music, I would much rather not speak on something unless I'm 100%, you know, behind that, or if I feel like I need to, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to taint the music just to be a part of something. I feel like now everybody's so caught up to, like, nobody is really supporting the cause. They're just there because they don't want to feel left out. So, you know, I don't want to have a I can't breathe shirt on if I don't really understand what's going on.
Right.
If I don't really support
right.
the cause. I don't want to just wear the shirt. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's what a lot of people are doing now. They just talking about it because everybody else is talking about it.
I think that's a great answer, man. I think, you know, you can express yourself in interviews or different type of things that, you know, you do in your community or whatever have you, and you could just be true to your artistry. You know what I'm saying? I believe
right.
that that will come across a lot more genuine instead of, like you said, looking like you just deriding the statement for the moment. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people out there that will do something like that, and then when they're really questioned on it, they sound crazy because they're not even really into it like that. They don't even know what's going on. So, yeah, if you don't know what's going on, yeah, just stick to who you are. You know what I'm saying? I definitely think that's a great answer, because I think there's going to be a time where, you know, the music like you're coming with, you know, the J. Cole's of the world, the Kendrick's of the world, you know, everybody's going to have their lane to fill. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, we'll have to be aware of what's going on around us. So to me, that's a dope answer, man. Don't wear the shirt if you don't know what the hell the shirt means. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And
a lot of people are
doing stuff like that. Let me also ask you this, man. You said basically earlier that you know, Bow Wow was a big influence on you. We now see Bow Weezy doing the acting thing, you know, on a syndicated television show, did movies. I watched a lottery ticket every time I can. I think he's a dope actor, man. Would you be interested in something like that other than music, man? Are you a person of many talents? Would you want to transition into something like that if you could?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like entertainment is, you know, entertainment as a whole is something that I can do. I'm more of a perfectionist though, so I feel like, you know, before I'm gonna dive into any script or anything like that, I want to make sure that I'm right musically. I want to make sure that the people understand what type of person I am as an artist before I get into the acting game or something like that. But when I was, you know, I lived in LA. I went to school to get a degree in recording arts, and when I lived in LA, I did a bunch of, you know, acting jobs as, you know, just an extra or something like that, just to keep, you know, just to keep a little bit of money coming in, and it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
But I would never take on a role like that unless I was willing to put 100% into it. I feel like I feel like if I'm not going to give 100%, then, you know, I'm cheating out everybody else and myself, so.
Truth. That's definitely facts, man. But, you know, that's something interesting that we learned about you tonight. You used to do the extra work. You could get some nice little money out there. So any of y'all artists out there, maybe, you know, starving artists looking to, you know, get some extra money on the side, there's some extra work out in L.A., you know what I'm saying? I know a couple of people that have done that before. So I think that's dope. Now, independent versus major, right now, you know, you're doing your thing independently. You want to come up. Is this your path that you want to stay on and build your brand independently? And or are you looking to say, hey, once I get to this point, I want a big machine behind me. I think they could take me to the next level.
Honestly, you know, from my perspective, I feel like it's a super blurred line between major and independent right now. I mean, because you got, you know, Tyrese is, you know, dropping the album and he's saying he's independent. And I get it, but, I mean, is that really independent, though? You know what I mean? Like, somebody as huge as Tyrese, somebody with so many, you know, platinum records and things like that. Like, independent on my level, I feel like I need the machine, you know what I'm saying? And not necessarily because,
right.
Not necessarily because I can't do, you know, the legwork or I, you know, I don't, my music is not hot, but it's certain things that label can provide that I just don't have access to. And
Right. That's
one of those things. And that's one of those things where I'm, you know, I'm conscious enough to understand that, hey, you know, some of these things I'm going to need if I want to reach a certain, if I want to reach a certain height or a certain level in my career. And, you know,
definitely.
So, I mean, I would take the machine, you know what I'm saying? At least as of right now. I mean, if I was, you know, blessed enough to go on and do something, you know, amazing and do something crazy, then I wouldn't mind being independent.
Dope. I like that answer, man. You know, I agree with both sides of it. Some people have a view of the independent lane and a view of what they want to do, but I also love the cats that say, hey, man, I want that machine behind me if I can have it. They got stuff that I can't provide for myself, and I want that, you know. I think a lot of people underestimate where they are at the point of if somebody comes to you and says, hey, I want to sign you. You know, some people will say, oh, I'm not taking no label deal. And it's like, dude, what have you done by yourself? If somebody came to you, you better sign something if it makes sense, because you got a chance not to be here at all. You know what I'm saying? Or if you built your brand to the point of like a Tech N9ne, and when these industry cats come to you and they label, it doesn't make sense for a Tech N9ne. It doesn't make sense for somebody that could sell out their shows and go on a tour and do what he needs to do.
Right.
But I, like you said, that line is blurred because sometimes that narrative seems to be more negative than it is truthful. You know, I don't think it's a negative thing. I think it's the truth of where you are in your career. I know some guys that turned down a 360 deal that wish they had it right now. They're literally working in restaurants right now, and they had a single.
Right.
And the label wanted to sign them for this single deal, see where it went after that. And these cats were like, well, we're not taking no 360 deal. Like, they actually did something else in their career. They lost that deal. The deal was taken off the table, and they talk about it to this day. Like, that is, we should have took that shit. So I'm loving answers like yours, too. I want, you know, the artists and the audience that's listening to understand it's a thin line, man. Don't just go thinking that labels are all bad. You know what I'm saying? It's like, there's independent guys that are saying that because they're making the money and they have their lane set. But that is not everybody.
If I was Rich Homie Quan independent, I wouldn't want a label. But at the moment, you know, that's something that could, you know, get me there. If I can reach that potential, you know what I'm saying? If I could reach my, you know, the height of my career, or, you know, when I'm selling millions of records by myself, then, you know, no label. But until then, I want that machine to kind of, you know, help me navigate.
That's dope. That's dope. Well, I know me and Onyx gonna be pushing your music out there to different people, man, because you got some excellent stuff, man. You can see that you got your mind on the production, you got your mind on the lyrics, you know, you making sure you're not putting out nothing half ass, and I salute you for that. Also, we wanna know where you're gonna be. We know you're located in the D, but are you going on any runs anytime soon? Any promo tours? Any up the East Coast, West Coast? What's going on for G3 as far as moving around in the near future?
I don't have anything set up 100% yet. I got a few things. I have a few things in the works that we are trying to get figured out financially, and you know, just make sure everything is good on the promotion end, and make sure everybody is doing their part. But real soon, we're going to get some stuff going. I'll probably be back out in L.A. Probably have a couple things here in Detroit. And then I'm definitely trying to shoot out to Atlanta to do a few things.
Nice.
Already.
There you go,
already,
man. He answered all my questions, man. I think very humble, intelligent dude, you know, talented dude, man. And it's always good to have, you know, guys on a show like this, man. We encounter a lot of them. And it just lets you know, man, that there's some dudes out there that really know and study the game instead of just, oh, rappers are making money, let me rap. You know what I'm saying? Now, you could tell that he knows the history of what he's doing. So I think he's going to have much success.
Most definitely.
Yeah, I feel like that's a huge, huge part of doing anything. You got to know what you got to know textbook, you know, at least a minimum, you know, the bare minimum, because you can't slip on it, you know. If you get left in that studio by yourself, can you record that whole album yourself? Can you even get it started?
Exactly. And G3, because you did drop, today is a big day for you, and like you said, you had to wind down a little bit. I mean, I think you've been on like a really nice mini campaign. It wasn't a spammy one, you know what I mean? It was done the right way. And just like the album was done the right way, I mentioned earlier that, you know, there you actually did a nice, it took me back to the days where I could play the record again from start to finish. And I want to know, did you actually have a team that you sat down together and you had a whole bunch of records and said, okay, let's pick the best top 14? How did you get this, the A&R process go about for putting this album together, Bail Owl?
Honestly, you know, the project was started originally back in like 2012, and I kind of it had a different title at the time, and I just sat on it. Had a couple different records, but it was nothing that I was ready to move on. And a good friend of mine, somebody that I work closely with, that been working close with for a long time, is Ace Beat. So he's always sending me records. He actually produced the Love Potion record and the Bell Isle record on there, you know, the main title track. And I mean, we go back and forth all the time with records. He sends me records, and you know, we work on them, we get stuff going. But this time around, I sat and listened to all of my favorite records from the past. Like, I didn't want any outside influence of the now. I felt like right now it's too many people with the same record, and I didn't want that to happen at all. So I started listening to everything just from my favorite, you know, I listened to the whole JD catalog from, you know, all the Bow Wow stuff, all the Jagged Edge stuff. And then I started pulling records together, and I started, you know, saying, okay, I want something that feels like this but doesn't sound like this. And then that's how we came up with most of the records from the project.
Okay, that's awesome. I love the process that you took with putting this together, because, again, everybody, I just want you to make sure you do go over to www.itsg3.com or the Twitter. We'll make sure you get the link to SoundCloud. We got all kind of files and links that we can get your way to make sure you get a hold of this album, because it really truly is, feels and sounds like an album. So we must commend you and much respect to you for the process and for being, you know, what I feel is a true artist, just putting together a nice body of work, as we like to say here on the show. So congratulations,
thank
by
you.
The way, on this release too. Very, very nice. Very nice.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you. I wish I could have got the packages out sooner. I sent some for y'all over at Southside, and you know, I got the, I went all out. I got custom, you know, boxes, you know.
The hard copies
is ready to is legit. So when you get your copy, you gotta let me know what you think of the package.
Thinking down to the packages. That's what I'm talking about. Pay attention.
Man,
it's all in the details, man.
Yes, I love it.
You know what? I gotta say this. Like, I really want to shout out my boy Brian Abrams. He really got me to start thinking further with the music, in terms of just packaging and how everything. Because he's a marketing major, and he just he told me like, hey, your music is dope. I love it all. And he was like, but I wanna have an experience when I'm getting this or when I'm listening to this. And so I was always thinking music. And this time I actually got a second to focus on the packaging, you know, focus on what it would feel like, or, you know, what the experience might be like when you actually open up that package and you get that album. Like, is it going to excite you? Is it going to make you want to support me? Is it going to make you want to hear more? You know, that's what I really wanted to do this time around. Everything is a digital download now. Everything is streaming now.
Right.
Like,
that physical, you know, that experience has to be right, especially for somebody like me where I'm on such a smaller platform. How can I keep your attention, you know?
No, most definitely, and you most certainly got mine. I want to say, and just so everybody's familiar, all the independent artists that are listening, and I want to just make sure that I say this to you on the air, because the way that you handle business, even with setting up the interview, being prompt, being on time, things like that, all these things matter because you're conducting yourself business-like, and the industry, as we all know, music business is a business, and a lot of people forget that. A lot of artists forget that, so many. So you get drowned out, and it gets oversaturated, and you kind of get tired of hearing artists, and you don't listen to full albums. This, I can't tell you the last time I actually played a full album or a full mixtape, so it was a pleasure, and I enjoyed it, and I played it again, and I played it again, and then I hit people, the team up, and was like, yo, I love this, so it was exciting, it was an experience, and I want everybody to make sure you actually go and get this same momentum, get this same feeling that we have, Golden, by downloading this album and supporting it. We'll be continuing to tweet, make sure the coalitions have it as well. Just a few more things for you real quick before you go. And mind you, also, anybody, you do have some supporters listening and tweeting, you guys can call in. Don't be shy. 760-913-4119. I want to ask you this, being that you're independent. Like you settled on this album for about 2 years to really make sure that you had the best of the best. What are some of the challenges that you faced in this transition period that you took, and or even maybe now, what would you say may be a challenge for you as an artist?
I think the biggest challenge is trying to find a way to promote the music without spamming the music. Like, it's so hard now, because every time I get on Twitter, I mean, to me and then to everybody that I follow, I see 1,000 people tweeting links. Yo, check this out. Yo, listen to this. Yo, watch this. And it's at some point, it just looks like another link to whoever's on the other end of it. And so I've been trying to find another way to basically promote myself and send people this music without actually, you know, just sending them a link and saying, hey, check this out. Like, I think that might be one of the biggest obstacles, because when the number one platform for independent artists is social media, how do you stand out with 140 characters, you know? It's difficult with that, in that aspect of it.
Most definitely. And like I said, I think that you're doing a wonderful job in the way you're going about it. Two quick things, and then we do appreciate you for your time, and we're going to play some more records as well. So where does G3 see himself in about 5 years?
5 years. Hopefully, second major album. In the beginning of the second major album. Sitting with Jermaine Dupri at Southside, trying to make sure all the records is right and mixed before its release date. and just making good music. I want to be able to make music with the people that I grew up listening to, and be able to make music with my friends. So, you know, I want to be able to make music with Jermaine Dupri, make music with, you know, Jasmine Z, you know, an artist who is very talented, who I happen to be friends with. I want to be able to make music with, you know, people that I went to school with, because, you know, I went to recording school. So I want to be able to make music with these people. And in 5 years, I want to be able to say I'm successful at doing what I love. And, I mean, that's really just it. I mean, you can't ask for anything else.
You most certainly can't. So I want to, and I don't want to put you on the spot here, but you did say earlier that you used to freestyle in the cafeteria, beat on the tables, probably did it with the pencils in the classroom, too. Any freestyling you still feel like dropping some bars, or you gonna keep it playing tonight and let us just rock the album?
I mean, you know, the album is out, but I never shy away from, you know, from doing what I do. So,
well, let me cut the music. I wish we had a DJ to do a beat, but we'll let you do your thing here. Let us.
Oh no, I can go acapella. Let's see. Nothing less than excellence. Route in 93 just for the F of it. Born in 91, so it's evident. What I represent can't be defined by soft lines. I pork grind. Anything for the bacon, you see me, I'll probably take it. Look. Let's switch it up. Arctic white Jeep Wrangler. Geese and Hawks be the tailor. Throw porn parties in my backyard to piss off my neighbors. That Uchi Wally shit. Ass fat, we don't do kind of thick. Yawning while she palming, I'm biting down on the bottom lip. I acknowledge my arrogance. So humble I try to be, but saying these niggas hot as me, don't you fucking lie to me. No apologies, I aviate this fly shit, it's easy. A dime, so the baddest bitches bow when they greet me. Niggas hate when they see me. It's all love, though. To that chick Megan, he wanted walking the club slow. DJ play my shit, then she sing along every word, though. Thought he was your man's, but he hot-headed as perms, though. Megan shit was good, she bougie, but you got burns, yo. I text her like a shit in the row. Tell her swerve, ho. Don shit. Tuck song. Black James Bond shit. Dylan Sis said had to kick it on my Nas shit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hold up.
Already.
Hold
nice.
Off on them. You don't got to give them too much, player. You got to give them all the bars, man. There was about, shit, 20, 30 gems in that 16 right there, man.
You know,
right.
I don't know. I try to say
the bow to the dime joint, bow to the dime. Like, oh, it's like somebody picking up change, they bow. I'm like, oh, okay,
yeah.
Okay.
I try to drop some gems. I can't be caught slipping out here.
Nah, most definitely you did. You represented. Shout out to
the
trait.
Gotta keep the clip.
Most definitely. Well, what we want to do, like I said, I got some listeners on the line. I also have a friend of mine out of Fresno, California, who wants to do a Skype interview with you. She's been listening. She's enjoyed you. And so I'll make sure you get that information, G3. Shout out to you for the grind. And and thank you for our packages. I can't wait to get mine.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
I'm excited.
Much appreciated, homie. That's dope. Details, people. Details. I'm telling you, everybody on social media, you can still mail some shit.
Yeah.
That's an impact. You don't know. That's an impact move.
That's a
I'm
right
trying
move.
To tell you, man. I, you know what? I ain't even shy about this, man. I went all out for this project. Like, I went ahead and you know, sent a bunch of packages over to the South Side for y'all, and I got a package for JD. With a custom iPod in it, you know, filled with all of my music
wow.
and videos, and just
wow.
just legit ready to go. Cause the couple times that I met JD, he was a little fast paced. You know, he was talking to me, but he was fast paced and he was on the move. But one thing I did notice is he had some headphones wrapped around his neck, and I was like, he need him an iPod. He might take a CD and lose it somewhere, so he need him an iPod to plug into. Let me get this iPod. Let me put this music on here. So whenever he get back to Southside, he gonna have something he can throw on and be ready to go.
That's dope, man.
Just actually looking at what your surroundings and don't even get it twisted. JD is fast paced, man. You know, I've been backstage with JD, even talking and walking, you know what I'm saying? Real quick conversations, then he got to bounce. You know, he on the move all the time. Shout out to JD. I think they shooting a video out in Miami right now, him and Bow Wow, you know what I'm saying? I see the IG, brother. I see what you're doing out there. I see the product placement, bikinis and ass everywhere. Boys out there doing it. I see you.
Man, I'm so excited for you, G3, and we're honored and humbled
by you
coming on the show and sharing everything with us, and we're just excited. We're definitely looking forward to it. Like I said, I can't wait to get my gift. I'm about to make sure Corey put it to the side for me. Don't nobody mess with it, because it's mine.
Yeah.
And
you know what? shout out Corey, man. Dude is a good dude, man. I sent a couple. You know, it's a lot of times where content managers and, you know, bloggers and everything like that, I'll reach out to them and they show absolutely no love. I don't even get an email response.
Mm.
And I hit him up and he was like, yo, send it to me. If it's hot, then we'll go from there. And so I sent him the music and he liked it. And, you know, that's just something that I can respect, you know what I'm saying? And that's going to stick with me for a long time. That's something that I really, really appreciate. You know, it's a lot. It's real crazy because there's a lot of people, you know, involved with Social Def and Global 14 who have been very helpful with, you know, me getting to this point. I mean, Jonte Austin is one of my favorite writers of all time, and I met Jonte last year at A3C, and the dude was just the craziest thing. I mean, I walked past him, and I tried to talk to him, and he was on the move, so he told me, hey, give me your card, I'll call you. I give him my card. I'm thinking to myself, it was a good try, but oh well. He hit me up on Instagram a couple weeks later. I was like, yo, I got a chance to listen to the music. It's dope. Send me your number. I'll call you and, you know, let you know what I think. Jonte Austin called me while I'm at work, you know what I'm saying? And this is a, you know, Grammy winner, platinum records, you know, and not to mention my favorite writer of all time. So it was just, you know, he had nothing but, you know, inspiring and kind words for me. So I'm just thankful for pretty much everybody on y'all team. Y'all just kind of, you know, the only thing left is to just pull me in and just make me a member, because it's just feeling right.
Well, shoot, I want to be pulled in and be a member of y'all squad. I mean, y'all feel right. I mean, it's amazing, and we thank you for that, for those kind words. And, you've done all the footwork. I mean, the proof is there. The product is out, and we're excited for you. Bell out. Out, available now for download for free, by the way, artists. You know, you got to invest. You're investing, you're putting packages together, you're giving people iPods and everything, customized. I mean, it's just amazing. I love the movement. I love everything you're doing. I love the campaign. We're excited about you. So we thank you, and we're humbled for you to come on tonight. Definitely, we did send over your post for global14.com. So everyone else listening, again, you can go to global14.com. That's Jermaine Dupri's social networking site. And we definitely thank you again for coming on. Can you give out your networks and give your shout outs out? Anything, any last words or
give,
any?
Give your joints
out.
Oh man, shout outs. I want to shout out everybody who, you know, helped me put together the project. I mean, Ace Beats, my boy Sick, who goes by Sounds Official, Robin Wesley, my boy T Dash, Debris, Bobby Riley, The Well. These are all people who kind of helped me, you know, get that sound that I was looking for specifically, and, you know, get those records together. Huge shout out to my boy Jerry Fresh, go by Jerry PhD now. He shot a lot of videos for me in the past. That's like a little brother of mine. Shout out, you know, Jonte B. Cox, everybody who, you know, gave me some kind words and helped, you know, influence me. Just, you know, honestly, man, shout out to everybody. Everybody's been treating me so well these past few months, that I love it. You know, I want to shout out, you know, my girlfriend. She's super supportive. She always helped me out. She, you know, helped me mail out these packages, get everything ready to go. So just
shout out to everybody, man.
Love it. Most definitely.
Takes a team, man. Takes support, man. That's dope. Shout out to girl for helping to mail out the packages, man. It's the little things, man.
And for supporting the movement and the music.
It's the smallest thing.
Yes, it is. We love it. I love it. I'm just so excited, and I love the music. And we're definitely going to play 3 more of your records tonight. We're going to ride out to 2 of them, and we're going to play 1 right now, actually. So if you'd like, you can introduce this next record that we're going to play. And it's the, the one that got away. So if you'd like, you can give us a nice little drop, and then, I think we'll be good.
Oh, wow. The one that got that's a huge record for me. That is, you know, The One That Got Away featuring The Well and Bobby Riley, amazing artist, inspired by Jonte Austin's version of The One That Got Away. I think it's a good spin on it. I want to know what everybody think about this record, man.
Alrighty, we're going to play it. Global 14 The Cut, thank you again. We appreciate you.
Yes, sir. All right. Let's get it.
About you. So I had the right one, and even though it's wrong, I keep thinking maybe you couldn't have been the right one. Like none, chocolate in my son, I keep it true. Can't deny what I'm feeling when I'm with you. Probably the best love that I never had. Them, I don't know what to do. You made me wanna leave the one I'm with, start a new relationship, but that be wrong, right? And late at night when I'm in my bed alone, Lord knows I be wishing it was you that I could hold tight. Don't know if I'm truly me without you. To tell the truth, I'm sure I hated every nigga that you ever dated. Too late to tell you how I felt, I should've never waited. Waiting on LA, I should've kissed you, but I hesitated. Yeah,
between the lines, yeah.
Taking L's right now. It's crazy cause we barely even friends right now. When it hurts cause I want you back to tell right now. Standing by the car like smiling way hard cause we hugging tight as hell right now. And 2 weeks ago I swear I never would've known, but it's obvious to tell that you care right now. So fuck them other niggas. Baby, fuck them other niggas. Well, look, I mean, pardon my French, but when a French kiss, ice on lips, shot my serve to a piranha, hide my bite on them hips. Can't believe that nigga ever had the nerve to shoot you bad. When I see him, you know I'ma be the dad. Shoot him, but I never had.
Yeah.
dog, got the one that got away. So I chase it, destroy it all the way to the A. LA all the way to the B. And even if you never been in love, we all got the one that got away. Bring it back, destroy it all the way to the A. LA all the way to the B. Even if you never been in love, we all got the one that got away. One more time, from Detroit all the way to the A. LA all the way to the B. Even if you never been in love, we all got the one that got away.
Already, welcome back to Global 14 The Cut. Yeah, the one that got away from our artist, a special guest that just got off the line with us, G3. And again, another banger, another nice record.
Yeah, son, definitely know how to put these records together, man. You can all, you could tell, man. You could tell that you're a student.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? This ain't no throw together shit. You know what I mean,
thank
son?
You.
Pay attention to the details all the way down to shipping out them packages, man. Salute to that young brother again, because that's the type of shit that'll take you a long way, you dig?
Straight up, straight up. So excited. And if you missed any part of tonight's interview with G3, make sure you go back and play tonight's episode. It'll be available for download and to listen for playbacks when we end tonight. And we're not going to be too far off of ending, but there was a lot that happened in news this week, music-wise, and it's been a lot that's happened, period, but just some highlight things. You know, you have 50 Cent, and then you have some other things as well. So I want to, Golden, I know you just do it perfect, and I love the way you say things.
What can we say? First, you know, let's start from, you know, the small thing that happened early in the week. I call it small thing while everybody was tripping. If 50 Cent had to, you know, lost a lawsuit, you know, back in the day when he was messing around with Rick Ross' wife and they was both trying to embarrass Ross, he ended up, you know, I guess allegedly leaking a sex tape, which they found him guilty for. So, you know, he has $5 million that he got to pay out, that they ordered him to pay out. May even be some more punitive damages. But the story was, right after that happened, 50 smartly filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. And if you know what that is, before you go posting and talking about 50's broke and this and that, y'all know how much money 50 got. Ain't no way
that's breaking.
But you still just put the shit out there like everybody became accountants overnight. So just to let you know, he's just protecting his money and his assets. You know what I'm saying? This is allows him to continue doing what he's doing and making money, not being able to touch any of that, but protecting what he has as well. You know what I'm saying? So it's not that it's not a, you know, everybody don't want to go around filing bankruptcy, of course. But when you get into situations like this, this is what this type of shit is for. And all the rich people do it. So chill out, everybody. 50 still got bread. Trust me.
And this is my thing. Like, my thing was this. First of all, I didn't pay no mind. Of course, we, you know, we have the you know, Global 14, Corey, the team at Global 14, of course, we post the blogs. It's a blog. We post a story. So, of course, we post it on our Facebook and on our Twitter. And then I kept it moving. And then out of nowhere, like 2 days later, I log in. And, you know, I don't really do Facebook, but I have to. And I see all these. I just was like, is everybody a professional investment banker now or a professional accountant and finance analyst? I mean, it's turned everybody into some type of professional, a finance advisor. And I'm like, wait a minute, y'all are getting too, you know, it's getting ridiculous. So I just, you know, let's remember where we are and what our pockets is looking like before we go just posting and getting crazy all over social media. So it was funny to me, but I was like, this is ridiculous. Y'all are doing the most. But anyway, I'm glad.
On the real life, you know, if anybody has an opinion on it, that's cool. Like,
it wasn't an opinion. It was over the top.
But at the same time, I understand what he did. I just don't like when the people post some shit and they don't know what they talking about.
They don't even read.
You know
they don't
saying?
Even read the story
or
even know what happened.
They don't know what's going on.
Before you
say, oh, shit, 50's broke, read about what happened.
Read the actual content.
Know what shit is before you say that, because
thank
the
you.
Richest
you look
people
stupid.
That still got money have done this. more than once. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Depending
but
on
even,
how
so,
many business shit you have. So I just think people
even
should
if,
get educated before they just start
thank you. And my thing is, it's okay if you didn't know what it meant. It's okay to think that, oh, I thought he lost money or whatever. That's okay. It's okay to not know everything. I don't need everybody to be a scholar all of a sudden just because 50 wanted to file some paperwork. It's just ridiculous. I mean,
How about that? Let's just say that. Let's not post in absolutes because if you don't know what it is,
right.
it is okay
right.
for you to not
it's
know what
page.
It is. But don't get
it's
on there and be
page.
Like, oh, shit, this nigga. Wrote, I told that fuck ass nigga was gonna lose all this money being stupid, and da-da-da-da. Y'all going so hard, and y'all
for
don't know
for nothing. And then the debating, I mean, I'm telling you, I saw debates, financial debates, and then it got into stocks and everything. And folks, and some folks knew what they were talking about, and some didn't. And I can't stand a debate where it's not an even debate, and people don't have valid points and views. So it was annoying to me. Like I said, I guess everybody's a professional financial advisor, investment, and everybody got money and does this all the time or whatever. So shout out to everybody. But I am glad that it was about money on the news feed and not sharing the usual, you know, fight videos or whatever else they're sharing. So I just had to, it was funny, but I'm over them. So thank you.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, another thing that happened, unfortunately, but, you know, it seems trouble follows the big homie, you know, DMX.
Yeah.
Back in the news, got to sit down real quick for 6 months, not paying that child support. I think the big homie was like 400 racks behind. Ah, oh, man, you know, this is just another unfortunate trend of, I don't have a kid, feel me? So I guess I don't know how you could fall damn near $500,000 behind in child support, especially when you had money at one point. I don't get it, but at the same time, even though I love DMX for his artistry and what he's done for the music industry and just DMX period, damn, dog, you know, it's time that you stay from behind them bars. You know, you done been behind them bars damn near for everything you could be behind the bars for. Even
and I'm not laughing.
And all types of shit, like impersonating police. I mean, DMX rap sheet just like, damn, son, you done been arrested for everything you could be arrested for. Like, I don't want to see him back behind bars, you know what I'm saying? But he's a headstrong dude, but let's just hope after this 6 months we don't hear no more about DMX getting bagged up, man, because he was a staple in the industry, man.
He was.
People still revere him. But his story just keeps getting crazy and crazier, man.
It does, and I just posted his album today. We talked about albums that you can listen to in full. Well, it was like a photo, post the album you could listen to, you know, just a game, I guess. And I posted, you know, when he was in the Heaven is I can't even think of the title now, but Hell is Hot. Heaven
is
Hot. Yeah, it's Dark and Hell is Hot, exactly. And then of course other albums, but you know, one of my favorites that I pressed 1 to 10. I mean, I loved DMX. I loved him. Had the poster. We used to be able to take the posters out of the Vibe magazines and the Source. I had him, Crazy Bone, Pac, you know, so I loved him, and I, you know, and I still enjoy his music, so I feel the same way about you. Hopefully, you know, going forward, he can just make better. I mean, I don't know. It looks like this caught up to him, but, you know, we'll see what happens, you know. DMX.
Hold your head, homie. I mean,
pay for your kids,
man, and, you know, like, do the right thing. It's not just, you know, hail DMX because we love what he did. You still got to do right, brother. Do your thing, kid. Do your thing. Hold it down the right way, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all. And, of course, the big news today, you know what I'm saying? Chris Brown, home invasion. They done ran up in his joint, tied up his aunt, threw her in the closet real quick. You know what I mean? Got away with like $1 million worth of art and money, you know, and his mother immediately came out saying it was an inside job, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of his friends set that whole thing up, which I could kind of believe, you know what I mean? It
right.
seemed like it was too
right.
easy. They knew he was out of town, looked like he just
right.
got. But and another thing that might be ugly, you know, is now the mother of his child, which he's just newly reunited with, is basically saying he's not safe to be around because of all this gang stuff
mm-hmm.
he got going on. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, for the homie Chris Brown, which I just believe is one of the most super, super talented guys in,
yes.
in the world. I'm talking not
yep.
just his dancing and singing. This guy's artistic.
Everything.
I mean, this dude could really do everything effortlessly. Like the shit that would make you have to practice over and over again. It's like this dude
yeah.
does it effortlessly. You know what
yes,
I'm saying? But at the same time, you know, Chris, man, damn. You know, I mean, he up in it. He in it. You know, like
yeah.
I told my man earlier, he was talking about it. You know, they said Suge ended up taking bullets for him. You know what I'm saying? When shots is fired and you was the target,
right.
allegedly, and now you're getting the home invasions, you know, luckily they didn't have vitriol or animosity towards you and popped your aunt. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So
yes.
just wanted that cake. But damn, man, it's too many ill situations that he's getting into,
mm-hmm.
and I think he could just be like so at the top of his game. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But it is what it is. Chris, man, we hope everything, you know, calms down as far as the negativity in your life. Super talented brother, man. But seemed like another cat that's troubles is seeming to follow him, you know?
Exactly. And I'm rooting for Chris Brown as always. I mean, I'd like to see people do well regardless, but I definitely hated to see that earlier and hated to see it. And just hope for the best, and you know, we'll just have to see what happens and hope it all pans out, you know, and calms down at some point. It's just getting crazy, too crazy. A lot of stuff is crazy. Also, we want to definitely make sure we say rest in peace to Hussein Fatal out of the Outlaws. It was a sad thing. I hadn't reached out to Young Noble. You know, he was on the show. The Outlaws came by our
mm-hmm.
show on our Tupac special that we had about 2 years ago. Hadn't reached out to him yet because that's too much and too heavy.
Dave House
but
is
we
an
will.
Outlaw. He was on our show.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. And so just, you know, again, rest in peace. And want to lift his family up and loved ones and fans and players. And it's just sad. That's three now, including Pac. Out of the group, and who knows whom else, but, you know, it's just a sad thing, and I know it's tough for them right now because they've been riding strong for a minute. I mean, they're still out there doing their thing. We're talking about the cult fan base following, as we say, overseas, and, I mean, they have a large following. They're still actively out there putting out music and performing and selling out, so it's affecting a lot, and we definitely want to just say, you know, rest in peace, you know. But, you know, we'll have
man,
to.
Man, it's crazy.
It is. So, but in saying all that, we definitely want to keep everybody encouraged and excited. We did have a breath of fresh air is what it was, pretty much. G3 on the line with us tonight, and we do have two records that we're going to ride out to tonight that are his. Well, I have one more record that we're going to play. We already played a couple of his records, and it's Belle Isle. So that's the title of the album. He actually has a track titled that way. And again, just back to the formula and the blueprint of a good album. Remember when your album title, it was actually a song on the album of that title, or some, you know, reminiscent of it. It just embodies everything that he brought to this album. So we're very excited that we had him. He was just a pleasure.
Yeah, kid is real dope, man. Detroit spitter, but
yes.
bars and songs, putting together the songs.
Yes.
Not just a spitter, put together the songs, man. That structure is so fucking important. Y'all don't even know it. This is good music from this kid, man.
For real, man.
I'm a fan of this kid now, man.
Me too. Just last week, I was just saying, I promise you, I said, what happened to the days I missed when people actually sat down and put together their projects? You couldn't just do this back in the day, you know, how they just drop, put stuff out any type of way. You actually had to have a round table, a, you know, boardroom. They flew people in to A&R, DJs and industry insiders. They flew you in, media, to get your feedback, to do the listening before the actual listening session took place. So, you know, shout out to him for doing a full A&R process on this album, because it shows every record could be a single, potential single. I really didn't hear too many album fillers. So it's exciting. And then that's okay, because that's what an album is. So I'm going to call it an album because that's what it was, and I loved it. So I'm so glad that he was introduced to us. So, yeah. But I think that's it, homie. I'm good this way. Next week, we're actually going to have a DJ. This is going to be something new and refreshing. A DJ who is going to be touring with Fred Hammond, who's a gospel artist. This DJ has his own set on Kirk Franklin Praise on Sirius XM, and he DJs like a set of urban hip-hop kind of gospel Christian music. It's really, really good and inspirational music, kind of like your Lecrae's and so on and so forth. So he will be joining us, just confirmed today, actually. He will be joining us this week, and I believe he's related to Kirk Franklin.
Nice.
So that's interesting. We'd like to hear his take on how everything pans out, how he sees, you know, secular music, Christian music, what he listens to. Just his take on all of that, because that's a fine line, and a lot of people, some people don't feel quite comfortable with it, and some of us are very excited about it, the new generation. So we'll see what he says, but he'll be joining us next week, so make sure you tune in for that. We'll be back 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific on Wednesday. I can't say it. I guess I wait till the end of the show to mess up. I'm okay with that. At Onyx254 on all your social networks, and also follow at Global 14 The Cut.
Yo, you can hit me up at the Golden Fleece. Oh, my bad. I came in late. My bad.
Yeah, I'm late.
Make sure you were done. My bad. I'm still here, man. You can hit me up at the Golden Fleece, THAGOLDENFLEECE, on all social networks. So holler at us anytime, man. Feel free. I will be back next week, Wednesday. Until then, enjoy your week and your weekend. Rest of your week and your weekend, man. We're going to enjoy ours, and we'll see y'all next week.
Nice.
Top down on Bella, what they didn't before, you know.
I just want you to think about that shit for a minute. You ain't never seen no palm trees in the D nigga book. We gon' get it though. Look, still the man of the hour. Pussy niggas be sour. R.I.P. to these cowards who killing kids. I promise you come across me, I'm likely to fuck you up something proper while on my way to minimum wage. Ain't it fucked up that I'm scared as fuck to be the driver? Cause if I get put over, I'm late by more than an hour. Lucky they get a ticket. Question, I say no comment. I roll now, will cry a funeral. What's in this for my mama? I just wanna see my niggas go to school instead of prison. Graduate and start a business, tell the truth. Ain't that living happy? Niggas in the DB down at Chrysler trying to get it. I ain't hating, cop that charger, go down south so you can whip it. I can't wait till I get on. Buy some palm trees in LA and bring them bitches home. Cop the vet and hit Bel Air, watch my mama crack a smile. We gon' shut the city down, it's your new favorite song, it go. Top down on Bel Air, what they didn't before, I bet these hoes fuck with me now. Hey, hey. Top down on Bel Air, if you didn't before, I bet you gon' fuck with me now. Hey. Top down on Bel Air, where they didn't before, I bet these hoes fuck with me now. Hey, hey. Top down on Bel Air, where they didn't before, you know. Hey man, I remember when I was a kid, we used to go to Bel Air like almost like every week in the summer. You know what I'm saying? I remember I fell down the giant slide. I done burnt my hand up and shit. But it was love though. You know what I'm saying? So if you're from the D, you know what this represents. So this is what I want everybody to do. It don't matter if you got a drop top, you know what I'm saying, got a sunroof, or if you got a crack new window. Just take your whip down to Bel Air and ride to this right here.